This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. All you need of furniture or home decor? Well, surprisingly, I may have a little treat for you. Today, I had the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Renee Delmontier, with Sweet Tea Treasures. How you doing, Renee?
I'm doing great.
Listen, we're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
Okay, so we are a retail shop located in St. Lucie West. We have a variety of new and refinished furniture in store. We have 21 local artists, all women, and they refinish the furniture. We have home decor. We have multiple paint lines for refinishing. We have a lot of gift items like jewelry, candles, handmade cards, soaps, and much more. And we also offer classes as well.
So it sounds like you offer that personal touch. How did you get into this business?
So for my journey, I would say this all started probably about 6 years ago. My mom and I started picking up furniture pieces and refinishing them just as like a side hobby to, you know, have fun and spend some time together. And we started selling them and it kind of just took off. So my husband encouraged me to start selling in a store locally. So I spent the last 5 years doing that, selling in local stores. And we just kind of came to the conclusion that Port St. Lucie didn't have anything like this. I was selling in stores that weren't in the Port St. Lucie area. And we just felt like we really needed an outlet like this in our town, in my hometown. So over the last year, my husband and I just took this leap and sort of chased this dream. And so now we're here.
What are some of the myths and misconceptions or confusion that people may have about your type of business?
Sure. I would say there's two major ones. So first, a lot of times people think refinished furniture that we may have just slapped a coat of paint on something and now it's done. But so much more goes into the refinishing process. You know, we really do repair these items to make them like new condition. And a lot goes into the refinishing process as well. So, you know, we're sanding them down, we're cleaning them, we're prepping them, we're priming them, painting them, sealing them for durability. It's a labor-intensive process, and it really does make the piece, you know, next to new. The other misconception I would say is that people think that new is better. So new furniture is better, but, you know, we just don't always feel that way. You know, a lot of the new furniture available these days is not only expensive, but it's made out of particle board, not quality materials. Sometimes it's shipped to your house and you have to put it together yourself. And so, you know, we can find these pieces that, you know, are solid wood construction from 40 or 50 years ago. And maybe someone got rid of it because the drawer wasn't working or it just didn't look modern enough for them anymore. And so we can take those pieces that are solid construction and we can fix them to make them like new and refinish them to make them look beautiful and modern now. And so we feel like they're even better than what new would be these days.
I can see people finding some accent pieces for their home. But Renee, tell me something. When you're not so busy running your business outside of work, what do you and your husband like to do for fun?
So I would say the biggest part of our life right now is that our youngest son is in a travel basketball team. So that is something really near and dear to our hearts. My husband coaches the team. And so we spend a lot of time at the games and practices and fundraising. And it's very important to us. But other than that, my favorite thing to do with my husband is we like to go treasure hunting, as we call it. And we go walk around little vintage shops so that we can find, you know, old vintage treasures.
So you're a shopper. You're a professional shopper, huh?
That's right.
Oh, my. Well, let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveball. Let's talk about a hardship, one struggle, something you went through and you can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of that. What comes to mind?
Sure. You know, I feel like we're all challenged with struggles and hardships every day. And, you know, there's people out there going through way worse than, you know, what I feel like I've gone through. But as far as a challenge, I feel that maybe put me where I am today and helped me get here, I would say would be my career. You know, I feel like from the beginning, I've been trying to find a place where I fit. I started out getting an education degree and I was an elementary school teacher for a couple of years and that didn't feel like it fit. So I, you know, worked for corporate America. I waited tables for a long time. I spent the last 8 years being a realtor and all of it seemed to work out, but just didn't feel like it was the right fit for me. So I've just been kind of looking for something. And now I feel like being a business owner and having my own business, not only does it make me feel good and feel like I can provide for my family, but I'm also providing this outlet for other artists and vendors to come in and be able to do the same thing and create and be inspired and also provide for their families as well, which just adds the cherry on top for me. I really am just excited to be able to provide that outlet to others.
Okay. So Renee, I'm going to put you on the spot here, if that's okay. I want you to narrow it down to one thing that you want our listeners to remember about Sweet Tea Treasures.
So if I had to pick one thing that I want people to know about our business is that it is completely woman run. So all of my artists and vendors are all women and we're all out here just trying to help provide for our families. You know, I have young mothers here. I have retirees. I have friends, neighbors, mothers, daughters. We're just a big community of women supporting women and just trying to do everything that we can to support each other and our own households while still being able to create and do what we love.
I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that want to really support the community and local businesses and is probably looking for that accent piece in their house that when people come by, they everyone just want to talk about. And there's one word on their lips right now, and that's how. How can we get more information on Sweet Tea Treasures?
Absolutely. So we are a retail store. We are located right here in St. Lucie West. We are on the corner of St. Lucie West and Cashmere. We're in the Cashmere Corners Plaza, which is right next to the Walmart Neighborhood Market grocery store and the Orange Theory Fitness. You can find us also on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Sweet Tea Treasures PSL. We have a website in the works, so that's coming very shortly. And you can also reach us at the store at 772-262-9264 and ask to be added to our email list because we email out every month for our class schedule and also new items that come in store. So lots of different ways that you can reach us.
Well, Renee, I really appreciate having you on the show. I wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Thank you so much, Garfield. We're so happy to be on it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.